People are lined up to pay their respects. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Today we stand in mourning of an American hero, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
The ceremony at the Supreme Court. Fox's Jared Halpern's live in Washington.
Yeah, the flag-draped casket of the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is now lying atop the U.S. Supreme Court steps in repose. Today and tomorrow as mourners pay respects outside with pandemic precautions. This morning, a small group of friends, family, and justices honored Ginsburg in a service in the court's grand hall.
It has been said that Ruth wanted to be an opera virtuoso, but became a rock star instead. But she chose the law.
The Chief Justice John Roberts says Justice Ginsburg was a leading advocate to fight the gender discrimination she faced early in her career, and then, he says, became a star on the bench. Dave.
Jared, President Trump plans to announce his pick to replace Ginsburg Saturday. Democrats say Republicans are trying to steal a seat that should be chosen by whoever wins the election. Joe Biden just said,
"We should go to the American people and make the case why this is a gigantic mistake and abuse of power."
Tough to hear Biden say it's an abuse of power through his mask near a plane as the Democratic challenger heads to North Carolina. Now, a Republican-led Senate committee put out a report today after investigating Biden's son, Hunter, that alleged millions of dollars in questionable foreign transactions. Senate Democrats in the Biden campaign called them false allegations to divert attention away from the president's coronavirus response they call catastrophic. Now, there is a corona hearing at the Senate as a fourth potential vaccine being developed goes to phase three clinical trial. Dr. Anthony Fauci just testified.
We predict that sometime by the end of this year, let's say November or December, we will know whether or not these are safe and effective.
Now, there says a confirmation hearing is also underway for Chad Wolf, who's now the acting Homeland Security Secretary. America's listening to Fox News.
When you're stressed, you just don't feel like yourself. New Natrol Relaxia, a full line of drug-free supplements to help you manage occasional stress and anxiety. A special blend of herbals keeps you feeling calm and balanced throughout the day. Because when there's less stress, there's more you. Try new Natrol Relaxia. Learn more at RelaxiaMood.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
So who is your wireless provider? AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile? The average person is saving $400 a year by switching to Pure Talk USA. Pure Talk is on the same network, same towers, just 50% off in terms of price. Right now, get unlimited talk, text, and 2 gigs of data for just $20 a month. Switch to Pure Talk today. Now, from your cell phone, dial #250 and say Pure Radio. That's #250, Pure Radio, Pure Talk USA, simply smarter.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports. And with local price matching, you can buy with confidence at Sprague's. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service. There's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center. And when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters. The best Yeti selection and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane, rifle-certified indoor shooting range. And gun rentals you can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
At Nationwide Vision, for a limited time, get 50% off a complete pair of eyeglasses. That's great style at 50% off. Taking care of Arizona's eyes for 35 years. Nationwide Vision. Service subject to apply. See store for details.
I may never have met you. We don't go way back. Maybe we wouldn't even be friends if we did. But when you wear a mask, you have my respect. Because your mask doesn't protect you. It protects me. And I wear my mask to protect you. Mask up, America.
This Mask Up message is brought to you as a public service by Bowman Smith & Callen, Yuma's people's lawyers.
The Russ Clark Show is brought to you by Quick Refrigeration, now offering excellence in professional plumbing services as well as heating and air conditioning. Visit them at getcoolquick.com and listen to Russ Clark Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, with four locations to serve all of your tire needs.
News, talk, sports, and up-to-date weather from 560 KBLU.
Sunny and 104 today, like yesterday, 74 the overnight low, and a calm wind. Well, sunshine and 105 tomorrow, 73 for tomorrow night, and then Friday, 104 and sunny, 69 Friday night.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Good morning, Yuma. You're listening to Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU. In studio, Veronica Shore, Executive Director of the Arizona Community Foundation here in Yuma. Good morning, Veronica.
Good morning, everyone.
And the wing woman, wing man, wing person, Cammie Frost, the new philanthropic coordinator. Good morning, Cammie. How are you?
Good morning, I'm great.
And we're on Facebook Live, sponsored by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. You gotta love the mic a little bit because they're directional.
Okay.
So, Heart of Yuma, we're what kind of event are we gonna have this year? Fill me in, Veronica. This is exciting stuff.
Yeah, so Heart of Yuma is Yuma's treasured volunteer recognition event for the community. And because of COVID, it's going to be a virtual event. Unfortunately, we usually take 6 months to plan the event. And 6 months ago, things were still a little new to everybody. So we have to move forward with doing a virtual event. It doesn't mean it's not going to be amazing. We're still going to put on an amazing show. The same date, the last Tuesday of the month, Tuesday, October 20th. Just watch out for the Facebook post about the event so that you guys can all register to attend. It is a free event, even if it's virtual.
So. Okay, so I'll have my own bacon-wrapped shrimp at my house. I'll have the accoutrement at home, just watching it that way.
Exactly.
Right?
You get to be your own chef. You can set up your own plate and eat exactly what you want. That way you can't complain about no appetizers being left for you or dessert.
The reality is it'll be a PBJ, but that's the reality. That's the reality. So, Cammie, is there a deadline? What's the process to nominate this year? Is that still kind of the same?
You can still nominate online. And it's by September 25th at 11:59 p.m. on Friday, September 25th. So
that's
make sure that you
fast.
Vote. Yes.
That's this Friday.
Yes, nominations have been open for over a month now. So this is the last week to nominate. And I know everyone loves doing everything last minute, so I know you will still get your nominations in. And we're looking for outstanding volunteer, outstanding leader, outstanding young leader, which is 18 and under, outstanding benefactor, outstanding for-profit, outstanding nonprofit, and outstanding service organization. An outstanding radio host.
Outstanding radio host.
Yes.
There we go. So run by those categories one last time, please.
Sure. We have volunteer, leader, young leader, benefactor, for-profit, nonprofit, and service organization. And I always get questions about the service organizations. And those are your Rotaries, your groups, your councils, Special Olympics.
Elks, clubs.
Social clubs that meet to do good in the community. So please nominate.
When I won Outstanding Leader 2 years ago. I know I had some speech, something. I couldn't tell you what I said. It was, honest, it was a flat blur. One of the most rewarding evenings. It was, especially with so many great people in this community doing great things 24/7, 365. Some of the benefactors, the folks that have won those awards, you look at the awards that they display prominently. It's huge. It's a big deal. It's really a big deal.
Yes, every nominee gets a crystal heart. Actually, I'll say this. The first 100 nominees this year will get a crystal heart that's engraved with the Heart of Yuma logo. And then from there, we choose category winners who then actually receive bigger awards. So we're still doing the awards this year for all the nominations. You are one of the outstanding winners of...
I completely forgot my pin this morning.
Oh, see, and all the category winners get a little pin. It's beautiful silver. Paul Bensel Jewelers created it, and it says Yuma, and it has turquoise on it.
A turquoise heart. Yeah, it's something special.
Yeah, I'll have to post it on Facebook so you guys can have a visual. Yeah.
That's
so
pretty great.
It's, you know, the nominations mean so much to people, especially when they get to read them, and the award itself means a lot. People display their hearts of Yuma with great pride. And like last year's winners, we had some amazing folks. We had Karen Griffin, who was outstanding volunteer. Chuck Thompson from the Boy Scouts, who was outstanding leader. We had the benefactor of the year were the Harringtons, Clint and Amy Harrington.
Yep.
For-profit Gowan Company. Nonprofit was the Yuma Orchestra Association. And outstanding service organization was First Things First. And if you look at those winners, everyone did amazing in the community last year.
You know, this town, this community, this area in southwest Arizona, there's something special happening down here. When you think, you know, we're south of California and east of Mexico, it's like, what? There's a geographic anomaly practically, but we just take care of each other, and that's what we do. But again, those individuals, Clint Harrington and his wife last year. Clint was the...
benefactor of the year.
Also the chamber member of the year.
Oh, right.
So he had a great run, and he just keeps doing great things day in and day out because he says it's the right thing to do. He just shrugs his shoulders. Yeah, it's the right thing to do.
That's amazing. And that's pretty much the Yuma spirit amongst those leaders that really step up to the plate and like to do good in the community. And it's not about doing good. It's just about volunteering and being part of boards, committees, nonprofits. I mean, sometimes that is not fun work. It's a lot of work. I mean, you have a board, you know. You must know.
I have a phenomenal board. I have a very special board. But we belong to a Facebook group, Chamber Professionals of Chambers all over the world. Mm-hmm. And we see these Facebook posts from boards run amok. And some of the things, the realities. We look around and go, we must live in Mayberry or something because we have a board that's highly functional, get along, and just let us do our work.
Yes.
It doesn't happen everywhere.
Nope, it does not. So we are very blessed here to have people who that get involved that actually care about the organizations, about the projects, about the schools and education. We have incredible people here in Yuma, which is why the Heart of Yuma event is such a successful event, because we get those hearty nominations that really, they mean a lot, and people get... So somebody wrote on Facebook, I'm not writing a nomination because you have a minimum of 100 words. To write. And I'm like, what do you want to say? Your nominee is great. That only gets you so far. Like, I hope you have more than 100 words to say about your nominee. I mean, last year we got like nominees between 1 page to 5 pages describing the amount of work. Can you imagine writing one sentence about Karen Griffin or Clint Harrington or Louis Hirth?
Louis Hirth
was our philanthropist of the year. Can you imagine?
And these people do this stuff consistently under the radar. They don't want the recognition. They don't do it for the parades or a statue in the park. They do it, and Louis Hirth is one of those guys too. He just does it. No fanfare, mm-hmm. I want to tell a story about Really for Life about Louis after the break, because, again, it's just very Lou Hurt. It's a great story about what he does.
Yeah, so if you have a nominee who is under 100 words, they're probably not a good nominee for Heart of Humor.
Amen. I'm going to talk about that more after the break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU.
Fox News at the top of the hour. Brought to you by Air Central Heating and Cooling. Give Air Central a call or just log on to acyuma.com. News Talk 560 KBOU, where you're always right.
Listen up, Yuma. Kia of Yuma is out to be the number one volume Kia dealer in Arizona. This means huge savings for you. Yeah, there are many doubters across the state that say this can't be done by a dealer in Yuma. Listen up, Arizona. Kia of Yuma says, yes, we can. Great moments come from great opportunities. And with our low prices and 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty on new cars to back you up, the opportunity is now. Because Kia of Yuma is offering a 2021 brand new Kia Sportage for only $98 per month on a 24-month lease, or a 2020 Kia Forte LX sedan for $16,500. Oh, yeah. And during this event, all credit applications will be accepted regardless of history. So let's make history together and show Arizona that Yuma is not only the place to shop, but live and visit. Let's help make Kia of Yuma the number one volume Kia dealer in the state of Arizona. Visit KiaofYuma.com.
Lease offers on select models, 24-month lease at 12,000 miles per year with 3,500 due to signing plus taxes to fee and plates. Bid number 785-4810. Kia Forte offer on bid number 246-967 in lieu of any rebates plus tax title fee. See dealer for.
This is Jamie Johansson, an olive and citrus farmer with an important voter alert from California's leading agricultural groups. A deceptive tax measure is coming your way this November. Prop 15 isn't just an $11 billion property tax hike that hits small businesses. A new report by the county tax assessors reveals Prop 15 also hikes taxes on agriculture. Under Prop 15, farmers and ranchers will pay higher taxes on dairy, vineyards, irrigation, even crops like fruit trees, nut trees, and grapevines. A tax on farms is a tax on everyone. By increasing taxes on farms, Prop 15 drives up the price of groceries for California consumers at the worst possible time. Please join family farmers and ranchers and vote no on Prop 15. Stop higher food taxes.
Ad paid for by family farmers against Prop 15. Stop higher food taxes. Committee major funding from California Farm Bureau Federation and Western Growers.
We tend to be more productive, know a thing or two about overcoming obstacles, and we tend to perform above the norm in quality and quantity of work. We are members of Arizona's deaf, hard of hearing, and deaf-blind community. Despite how good we are at work, too many of us remain unemployed. So let's get to work changing that. Next time you're hiring, bring us in for an interview. To learn more about the Let's Get to Work initiative, visit changeyourperception.org. That's changeyourperception.org.
El Dorado Broadcasters is searching for creative problem solvers to join our team of marketing professionals where we help businesses be more successful. I'm Chris Fleming, General Manager. Here's what it's like when you make a career working with El Dorado Broadcasters.
I'm Cindy Landine. I've been with the station for 30 years. The best part about my job is I'm not tied to my desk. I'm out and about in the Yuma community helping businesses and nonprofit organizations better themselves by achieving their marketing goals.
Apply online at evbroadcasters.com/careers.
We are back on Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU Studio. Veronica Shore, Executive Director of the Arizona Community Foundation. Good morning, Veronica.
Good morning, John.
And we have Cameron Frost, the Philanthropic Chairman for the ACF. Good morning. Did I say philanthropic correct?
Yes,
that's
did.
Twice.
That is good.
Three times.
You're on a roll. Maybe you'll have to come back and host part of Yuma.
I'm like, but it. No, but philanthropic, I can't remember the organization, but they had trouble saying philanthropic. It kept repeating itself.
It was my CEO. He came and was teaching everyone how to say philanthropic during Heart of Yuma like 4 years ago.
And the more he tried, the worse it got.
Yeah.
It was comedy.
Yeah.
It was sheer comedy. I love it. Do we have a lot of nominations so far? Kind of going slow?
We get them via email, and I kind of been looking at them, but not really, because I like to be as surprised as everyone else at the very last minute. So just get your nominations in, and please make me cry.
Exactly. And the nominations, that closes this Friday at 11:59 p.m. That's Friday the 25th of September. It seems like nothing gets done unless there's a deadline.
Right.
But I also discovered here in Yuma, I firmly believe that the Quetzal Indian translation for the word Yuma is last minute.
I agree.
I don't know why. It just everything happens in this town very, very, very last minute. It's just part of its charm and part of its frustrations, too. But anyway, get those nominations in. It's really, really important to recognize folks doing great things just out of the goodness of their heart.
Yes, definitely. And any information that you have in regards to what the nominee is doing or has done really is insightful. You don't have to put their entire life resume on there. We have a Blue Ribbon panel who's composed of, I want to say the who's who of Yuma, who review the nomination. And usually they know the nominee, so they're able to provide insight as well as to the nominee.
I've had the chance to do that a couple of times. It's a fascinating process, and there's a lot of gray matter going into the selection. It's not like a popularity contest. There's a lot of discussion. There's a lot of give and take. Those nominations are thoroughly read. They're vetted completely. That's done correctly.
Yes, the Blue Ribbon panel usually takes between 2 and 3 hours to review all of the nominees, and then they're in groups of 5 to 6 where they really just go over every single nomination in each category, and then sometimes they go at it to pick the top winner.
So why do you guys do this? Seriously, why does ACF do this?
It's so important to recognize the good work that people do. Studies have shown that, you know, people who do things like this selflessly don't do it for recognition, but when you do recognize them, it just inspires them to do more and keep doing. It makes them feel good.
And you think to yourself, I know that guy. I can do that too. So there's almost, it's not peer pressure, but it's almost like there's this coattail effect where people want to participate and be like them and do like them as well. And Yuma's extraordinary in that manner. So this is pretty exciting stuff. Cammy, you're fairly new with ACF. Any surprises so far? Any, gee, I didn't see that coming. I know surprises are overrated.
John, I'm still here.
So yeah, just blah, blah, blah.
No, it's been a pleasure working alongside, partnering with Veronica. She's a great leader, and we're doing lots of great things. And with the COVID Relief Fund, we're working with a lot of those grants and things that are going out for the community, so helping in that way, working with the nonprofits. So I'm really excited, especially working with scholarships and the nonprofits in the future.
Mm-hmm. And you're right, handling the grant stuff with the city, mm-hmm. That's a lot of work. That is a lot of work because there are a lot of folks out there. I think you had $300,000 to start with.
And now it's up to $500,000, maybe $520,000, I think.
And there's still another $100,500 left.
We are at the very end of it, awarding, if not all the monies already, because we're processing the last final applications that came in. But this has been a month and a half of processing business applications and just reading the struggles that local business people have had throughout this pandemic. And I'm so thankful for the city of Yuma for trusting ACF to handle this process and for really stepping up and being there for business owners.
You're right, because again, $4,000, $5,000, $2,500, every little bit right now has helped tremendously. Most nonprofits or most businesses today, $2,500 looks like 10 grand.
Oh, yeah. Well, and then when you hear some stories of some of the businesses say, I just needed $1,500 because if not, that's how much I've been behind, and this $1,500 is going to keep me afloat. We have no clue. And now it's more apparent than ever that everyone's, like, you know, everyone always says everyone's one paycheck away from being broke. Like, literally, we're seeing this. So it's so important for the collaboration between the city and ACF to put this out there together.
And you're processing other grant applications for scholarships and things like that, too. Is there a cycle that you're going through right now?
Yeah, so actually, Cammy came in at my busiest time of the year. The business grants are not something that we regularly do, so that's another big project that we have going on. But we have Heart of Yuma, which includes the nominations and the event itself. And then we have our regular grant cycle for nonprofits that closed at the end of August, that we're now reviewing the grant applications. And then Scholarships is right after Heart of Yuma, so we're nonstop till at least the end of May now. Welcome, Cammie.
Yeah, 12-hour days. Woo!
Yeah. Yes.
So where does the money come from?
The money comes from, for the business grants, obviously the city. The nonprofit cycle grants come from various fund holders at ACF. The biggest chunk of money comes from the Sturgis Charitable Trust. Every year they give us about $60,000 for us to mobilize back into the community. So we're always grateful for their incredible support. And we do involve them in the process as well for grant reviewing and then site visits. Amy Gill is one of our favorite people because she's so much fun to be around. And she's a daughter of Steve Shadle, of the late Steve and Bobby Shadle. So her philanthropic heart is hereditary.
Exactly. And that's kind of what happens here in Yuma, too. There's second, third generation, fourth generation families just continuing to pay it forward and pay it forward and pay it forward some more. So next year we'll have a real Heart of Yuma?
Yes, I hope so.
Yes,
definitely.
So I want to reiterate, the event will be Tuesday, October 20th. What time will it be?
6 p.m.
6 p.m. And how do I view it?
So we haven't uploaded it to Facebook yet, but we're going to create an Eventbrite registration form on Facebook, and we're going to send an e-blast to everyone who subscribed to our newsletter so people can register on there.
Okay. And do you want us to help you send that out to through the chamber?
Yes,
through
your emails, please. That'd be incredible.
Okay. The more the merrier. And what I love about this is that you can have several thousand people viewing it. Mm-hmm. We found out, and Tanya Pavlak has done a great job. We can no longer use the word pivot, so I need another terminology. A squeaky sneaker, I don't know, because that's what a pivot is. But we have to try to, she's done a great job. We had over 4,000 people view the Yuma County candidate forum.
Oh, wow.
Which would have been a Good Morning Yuma for 180 people.
Yeah,
so you look at that kind of reach.
I really hope that many of the businesses and organizations really keep the virtual aspect of some of the work that we do, because I think it does engage a broader audience.
Exactly. So again, Heart of Yuma, nominations are due Friday by 11:59. I was going to say midnight, but that would have been too late.
Yeah, come on, John.
1 minute, too late.
And don't wait last minute, then you'll crash our servers.
Yeah.
Yeah, do it today, don't delay. Yeah.
And we immediately start reviewing after, so don't call me on Monday and say, Veronica, can I still get my nomination in? Because I'm going to say,
wrong.
Sorry.
And what's the email address? How do I get them to you?
It's on our www.azfoundation.org/heartofyuma.
azfoundation.org/heartofyuma.
And if you need to call us, you can call us at 539-5343 or email us at yuma@azfoundation.org.
yuma@azfoundation.org. So again, read back the categories if you would, please.
Yes, so we have outstanding volunteer, leader, young leader 18 and under, benefactor, for-profit, nonprofit, and outstanding service organization.
So if you get, Cam, if you're opening up the emails and you see a nomination that's 99 words, are you going to call me or are you just going to say, too bad?
Actually, you can't submit it. It won't let you.
Oh, okay, good. No, that's the John Curtis clause. I'm going to bounce you out.
We won't see it,
okay.
Yeah.
So the nominations are 100-word minimum, which I think is the least you can do. If you believe in this person that much, give it your best effort. Because, again, this Blue Ribbon panel is going to comb over these things carefully, thoroughly, and intently to get the right person to be the Heart of Yuma.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you so much for having us. And I just want to wish Russ Clark a very happy birthday.
Russ. So we're not going to sing.
I know, but he's not cutting the cake either. Well, hello.
Gotta cut that cake, dude.
Yeah.
We're going to have Head Start coming in the next half hour. You're listening to Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU.
My part-time
lifetime service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. I'm a better neighbor because my service has taught me how important it is to be a team player. My training helps me in my classes when I give attention to detail to the task at hand. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Arizona Army National Guard. Aired by the Arizona Broadcasters Association and this station.
Weeds can rob your alfalfa of valuable moisture and nutrients, affecting yield and quality. Count on Eptam 7E to control annual grasses and broadleaf weeds in your new and established alfalfa crop. Years of grower experience proves Eptam 7E provides excellent control of annual grasses, key broadleaf weeds, and some perennial weeds. Contact your local distributor to schedule Eptam 7E for your alfalfa this season. Always read and follow label directions. From Gowan, USA. Proud to be family owned in the USA for over 50 years.
Grown-ups devise a plan and follow it. Children do what feels good. Take responsibility for your family's future and get your estate in order. Call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen, attorneys at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a consultation today. Visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Here's millionaire Mark Kelly talking about health care.
We need to make it more affordable and surprise billing.
Seriously, Mark? Kelly got paid tens of thousands of dollars to help direct a medical transportation company while their patients were charged, you guessed it, exorbitant surprise medical bills. Mark Kelly sat on the board of directors collecting a paycheck as his company sued repeatedly to collect on six-figure bills, threatening to hold patients liable. One stroke victim even feared bankruptcy after Kelly's company sent a bill for $500,000. And as usual, Kelly got paid. Now he says,
we need to make it more affordable and surprise billing.
Reject millionaire Mark Kelly. He'd do or say anything for a dollar. Defend Arizona, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. It's not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.defendarizona.org.
Tune in each morning for America's Morning News, brought to you by Yuma International Airport, home to four car rental agencies that are open early and close late, giving you more bang for your buck. Yuma International Airport, we've got your travel covered.
Heat alert! Heat alert! This is a heat warning from Hyundai of Yuma. This is one of the hottest months in Yuma, with record-breaking heat. It's so hot that the prices are melting at Hyundai of Yuma. Like $5,000 off new 2020 Santa Fe's, or $4,000 off new 2020 Tucson's. And during the epic summer sales event, even the rates have melted to a low 0% financing on select models. Remember, all new Hyundais come with a limited 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. So during this epic event, all offers will be considered and all credit applications will be accepted. So come out today and be cool with these amazing offers only at Hyundai of Yuma. Hyundai of Yuma buys cars. No matter the condition, we will pay top dollar for your trade-in. Bring it in today for a quick appraisal. If you like the offer, you can either trade it in or sell it to us directly. Hyundai of Yuma, a proud Yuma Strong and vet-owned dealership. Visit in person on 32nd Street or online 24/7 at HyundaiYuma.com.
All offers plus tax, title, license, rebates, rental of any finance offer, 0% of with any reason on approved credit. See over the tail.
We are back on Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU. In studio, we have Deb Schlamman, who is the Director of Head Start here in Yuma County. Good morning, Deb.
Good morning.
Did I pronounce your name correctly?
Schlamman.
Schlamman. Okay, I will do that. And going to love the mic just a little bit. And Kimberly Kale has a microphone, the new Executive Director of the Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning.
There we go. And it's Russ Clark's birthday. We have to do that live on the air. One note for the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. Tuesday, October 6th at 2 p.m. Via Facebook Live, YouTube, and other social media outlets, the Arizona State Legislature Candidate Forum for District 4 and 13. That will happen at 2 p.m. in the afternoon. All nine candidates have been invited. We're looking for questions from the general public. You want to find out about your state representatives and your legislature, please, excuse me, send your questions to info@yumachamber.org, info@yumachamber.org. We will use those questions at the forum Tuesday, October 6th, 2 p.m. It will be on Facebook Live and other social media outlets. So, fun stuff. All right. Deb, welcome. So, we had a conversation with Carol Brown talking about Head Start and some issues with Head Start. Before we talk about what's happening, what is Head Start? Give us kind of a background as to what Head Start is, please.
Head Start came out of the War on Poverty in the Johnson presidency.
Okay.
It's a comprehensive early childhood program with a lot of wraparound family services.
Here, pull the microphone out and in. There we go. Talk into it. There we go. So repeat that, please. I'm sorry.
So it's a comprehensive program for low-income families.
Okay.
That centers around the early education program for the preschool children and then provides a lot of wraparound services for the families as far as nutrition, health, mental health, social services. And the whole purpose of it is to break that cycle of poverty, give families that chance to improve themselves and become more self-sufficient and be successful in school.
Great program. Now, I understand currently there's some issues with enrollment, and so walk me through what's happening currently with Head Start locally, please.
So for the first year, and as long as anybody can remember, we were not fully enrolled on the first day of school. Typically, we're fully enrolled with a waiting list, and this year we're at about 84% for early Head Start and about 54% enrolled for Head Start, primarily due to the COVID-19 pandemic. We opened late. We closed in March and did remote services for the remainder of the school year. And then we spent the summer planning and working on ways to get the centers ready to be able to open safely and provide services for children and families in a way that was safe and healthy for them. And we opened in early September, and we're only having half the children in the class at one time. So we're doing 10 children in class and 10 children remote.
So for people not familiar, what's the difference between early Head Start and regular Head Start?
So early Head Start is our 0 to 3 population, our infants and toddlers. And then Head Start is for the 3 to 5-year-olds.
In studio sneeze there.
Yes, exactly. Everybody was wondering, we're all laughing at a sneeze.
So, how many can you take maximum with each category? Is there a cap?
We are funded in Yuma for 671 Head Start children and 84 early Head Start children in Yuma County.
And so we have a gap. We have mm-hmm. we have opportunity is still there. So we understand COVID and the pandemic is the catch-all. But is there something else driving this, you think, or is just a lack of information, a lack of knowledge?
A lot of it is lack of knowledge. People don't know what Head Start is.
Okay.
And we struggle with trying to reach the neediest families. Typically, families that are in deep poverty are struggling to pay the bills, make sure there's a roof over their head, make sure there's enough food to eat. They're not thinking about quality education for their youngest children. So this is an opportunity for us to really spend some time and target those low-income communities and those low-income families. We know that everybody knows somebody who needs Head Start.
Okay. What does a typical Head Start program look like?
Typically, so once you're enrolled, you come in and you fill out all the paperwork and produce all the documents. It's federally funded, so there is a ton of paperwork to do. Once the children are enrolled, we typically have a jump start program, and that's where the families come into the center. They get the tour of the center and the classroom, and we do a lot of the screenings for the children right there. So we're checking vision, we're checking height and weight, we're checking blood pressures, we're checking hearing, to make sure that we're catching those things early.
Sorry. I'm engrossed in this because it's not child care per se. It's not school per se. It's kind of a compilation of all those things, it sounds like. Is that a safe assumption?
Yes, it is. So we're teaching the families the importance of knowing that your child has, that their hearing is good, their vision is good, that those things can be corrected right away, and it gives that child an extra boost. But if there are issues, the earlier we catch them, the research shows, that the earlier you catch anything that's developmentally lagging, the less time it takes for them to make up because their brains are developing at such a rapid rate at that age.
So what exactly are the criteria for someone if they were interested in putting their child in Head Start, what are the criteria that they need to meet?
The federal poverty guidelines are issued every year. Head Start can take up to any family who's living at or below 100% of the poverty level. We also serve homeless families and foster families. If you're homeless or foster, you're categorically eligible. No income questions asked. We serve 10% of our population as children with identified disabilities. So those families can potentially be over income if the child has a disability.
I have a few thoughts as to how this would benefit business. Okay, from your perspective, tell me how this would benefit business.
Businesses have employees. Employees have families. When the families have child care and adequate care and place to take their children that they know is safe and appropriate, then families are secure and going to work. We also help with the health and the social services thing, so the healthier the family is altogether, the healthier the workforce is altogether.
So especially right now with COVID, with businesses trying to get, you know, back on track 100%, with businesses trying to get hiring back, you know, fired up and get back to full capacity, the biggest issue has been child care and the like. So this is a great solution for a certain demographic, of course, but it's a great solution to take that worry out of your mind. Because there's so many things going on right now anyway, this really takes a lot off their plate. So how do I find out more about it? Is there a website, a phone number? Deb, how do I find out more?
So you can go to the WACOG website, www.wacog.com. We are on Facebook, and we have a wonderful video in Spanish and English on our Facebook page that shows all the different things that we are doing to make sure that the children and staff and families are safe when they come to the center.
Okay. So how did you get involved and started with Head Start? I mean, how did you get to this spot?
I've been in early education for probably 37 years now.
Wow.
And I was in San Diego and had an opportunity to work with the Head Start program there as an area manager and fell in love with the program just because of everything it does. It's so much more than preschool or child care. It's so much more than an early education program because it benefits the family so greatly. And then when I had the opportunity to come over and interview in Yuma, it was a no-brainer.
Well, and I can say, you know, I'm thinking about this, and I'm thinking about the healthcare options and everything. And as a mom, you know, my son wears glasses, and he's been wearing them since he was about 2 years old. And I'm trying to think how different his life would be if we hadn't caught his vision problems so early. I mean, he wears Coca-Cola bottle thick glasses, I'll admit. And we learned at a very early age that he couldn't see in 3D. It didn't work together. They do the little book, I don't know if you've seen it, with the fly, and you try to grab there were no wings for him. And so we were able to do a lot of things with him as a small child that helped correct that. I mean, he's going to be able to drive. He's now 16, and he's going to be able to drive. And I can't imagine how different his life might be if we hadn't caught that at such a young age. And I think it's great that Head Start does those kinds of things for these families because, like I said, I just can't imagine. I mean, can you imagine if you didn't know and this poor child went through life without, you know, being able to see at such a young age?
Yeah. So are students, or I guess they're called students in Head Start, are they screened occasionally every couple of years just when they enter the program? How does that work?
When they enter the program, everybody's screened within the first 45 days of the program. We also make sure that the family has health care, that they have a dental screening and a health screening, and their immunizations are up to date. All of those things will affect the child's health and success in school.
I want to talk about success stories and more after the break, if that's okay. You're listening to Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KVLU.
Every morning from the
At Nationwide Vision, we've been safely taking care of all of your eye care needs for 35 years, and we're excited to be able to do it again. Select offices are now open. For more information, visit nationwidevision.com or call 1-800-EYE-CARE.
Be sure to listen for the border reports each morning for information on border crossing wait times and the traffic reports each afternoon, Monday through Friday. You'll receive up-to-date road closures and restrictions due to construction or road repairs. Get the information you need with the border crossing and road reports brought to you by RV World, serving Yuma since 1966, located on Gila Ridge Road. Exit Interstate 8 at Araby Road, then west on Gila Ridge about a quarter mile. RV World.
Fox News on AM 560 Radio is brought to you by Air Central Heating and Cooling. Kennedy said, only a few generations have been granted the role of defending freedom in its hour of maximum danger. You and I are that generation.
Truckmates, Yuma's Fix Up Your Pickup Truck Store is Yuma's home for Snug Top shells and lids. Snug Top, designed and manufactured to the highest standard, industry-leading quality, and trend-setting design that protect and complement your vehicle. That's Snug Top. Truckmates is also your Line-X spray-in bed liner dealer. Line-X, number one in America for spray-in bed liners. With nationwide warranty coverage, is now available and installed by Yuma's most experienced spray-on team at Truckmates. So protect your vehicle inside and out with Line-X spray and bed liners and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates. Truckmates is also your home for BDS suspensions, the highest quality aftermarket suspension lift kits, leveling kits, and accessories for 4x4 off-road truck and Jeep enthusiasts. And BDS suspensions are backed by the best lifetime warranty in the industry. BDS suspensions, Line-X spray and bed liners, and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates in its brand new building, same location, 32nd Street next to Lowe's.
The Russ Clark Show is brought to you by Quick Refrigeration, now offering excellence in professional plumbing services as well as heating and air conditioning. Visit them at getcoolquick.com and listen to Russ Clark Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258. 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 3113. Arizona license number 0904081.
We are back on Chamber Chatter, 560 AM, KABLU in studio. Deb Schlamman, who is the executive director, the director of Head Start here in Yuma. Good morning, Deb. And we have Kimberly Kale with the microphone, the new executive director of the Chamber of Commerce. Good morning,
Good
Kimberly.
Morning.
So off the air, we were talking about successes and stigmas and the quality of this program. And you had a couple of comments come about, you know, people just excited about the program because I don't know anything about it.
Oh, okay. So you know, we're, you know, in Northern Illinois, where I'm from, my sister, her two kids were in it, and my cousin ran it. So a little bit more familiar with the ones up there. But people were so excited. I would have put my son in it. I mean, when my son was little, I totally would have put him in it. They have such great resources, and but, you know, you can't. I mean, I'm excited about it, and I didn't qualify. So, Deb, maybe you can go in a little bit more about how that works here in Yuma.
So it is for families who qualify as low income or have higher risk for not succeeding. We do have several families every year that are really eager to get into the program and will offer to pay for the program. And it's difficult to tell them that we're sorry, but we can't take your money. It's federally funded. It's there to provide services to a specific population.
It's amazing. So what does success look like?
Success looks like kindergarten readiness to begin with. So those children, when they hit kindergarten, typically we hear from the teachers throughout Yuma County that they can tell a Head Start child from a child who didn't have that kind of experience. They have the social skills ready. They've got the preliminary knowledge and skills. They are problem solvers. They're thinkers. They're just all around better prepared for the learning that happens in kindergarten. And we know when they're ready for kindergarten, they tend to be better readers in third grade. And that ability to read in third grade is a marker for high school graduation, going on to college, and being successful in life. So Head Start is really that first sprint.
So So would you be a complement to First Things First, a similar operation to First Things First? How does that work in tandem with them? How does that work?
Because we work a lot in tandem with First Things First. They're trying to get the quality up for all of Arizona. We don't participate in the First Things First or Quality First program per se. We are participating in the Quality First redesign project.
Okay.
Because we're anxious to have Head Start recognized as the quality program that we are. And participating in that redesign, we don't need the subsidies or some of the things that they offer. But we are working together to make sure that Arizona recognizes that there are quality Head Start programs throughout the state.
In working with Rudy Ortiz at First Things First, when he told me, when they were just getting the program started, they did this in Florida, they did this in Texas. They did a study. They could tell the proficiency of leadership at third grade. They extended that out to how many prison cells they were going to need in 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
So just making that connection, efficiency and proficiency at reading at third grade reduces crime rates and all kinds of social ailments. And it's really important that people understand how this affects quality of life for families, communities, states, countries. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. So thank you for what you're doing.
Yeah, Head Start is one of the primary programs to reduce the prison population 20 years from now.
Isn't that incredible?
I get it, but you know, when I was in special ed, I could see that. My students who were already, it was 12 to 14 year olds, and my students who had the lower reading levels were more likely to already be in the criminal justice system than those who had higher reading levels and just needed a little bit of help. And so it's huge, the things that they get early on in life.
And again, here's how it helps business. It's a quality of life initiative. It's what your community looks like. It's how we act and react.
Mm-hmm.
It's the things that we're able to do long-term based upon that early childhood development, which you're really entrenched in. So it's pretty amazing stuff. We talked about what success looks like. What inspires you to keep doing this?
Seeing the children and families and having them come back and talk about things, how it changed their lives.
That has got to be inspirational. I know you can't name names. Give me a story without naming names of a real transformational family going through Head Start.
We had an early Head Start child a couple of years ago over at the Gwyneth Ham Center. Dad was military. Mom was stay-at-home mom, but wanted to go back to school. So once the child was in early Head Start, Mom started taking classes, and she decided nursing was going to be her background. That family has now moved on and out of the program. We kept them in Head Start for a year, and then they moved on to a different child care program. But Mom is now a nurse, and Dad is now working for the Veterans Center here in Yuma, and just hugely successful.
That's crazy.
That's great
stuff.
That's
amazing, yeah.
That is great stuff. Because it sounds like at a certain income level, you don't no longer qualify for Head Start, because, again, what they've received is a leg up, not a handout. They just got a little boost and got through to get to the next level in their life and the family's, you know, evolution.
Well, and what I love about that story was I always think about Head Start and I think about how great it is for the kids. It hadn't even occurred to me how great it would be for the parents. I mean, here the mom was able to further her education and career to make their lives better, too. So it's not just about the kids. It's about the parents.
This is a federal, I'm excited about this. This is a federal program that's working.
It is working.
Seriously, this has substance. It's got foundation. There's a success metrics in there, and we're really changing the trajectory of lives every single day.
And we also have a program where it's open to any of our parents or family members that are enrolled in Head Start to become an emergency substitute. And if they sign on to be an emergency substitute for us, we get them enrolled in the CDA program. We get their fingerprint clearance card. We help them get the health screening and the TB. And we keep them in classes. We pay for their education. And once they have their CDA, we can hire them as a full-time assistant teacher, fully benefited. And we keep pushing them to go through school and get their AA degree and potentially a BA degree. So Head Start is one of the few programs where you can enter putting your child in preschool and you can come out with a career in early education and a degree.
So I go to WACOG.com. Is there another outlet? Is there a phone number? Is there an email to get more information? Because that last piece is very exciting. What's the phone number, please?
Phone number is 782-1886.
Okay. And if I want information, just go to the website, WACOG.com.
Go to the website. You can email me directly, debf@wacog.com.
I hope you get 150 emails this afternoon. debs@wacog.com.
Well, John, you talked about Rudy Ortiz. Rudy Ortiz was a Head Start child.
I did not know that.
Ortiz was a Head Start child. His mother brought him into the program. The family was in agriculture. And
I'd buy a timeshare from that guy.
He's a poster child for him.
But he's got so much enthusiasm, so much energy, and he gets it. He really gets it. I mean, he's got the secret sauce, the fairy dust. Mm-hmm. He has all that stuff because of what he does for First Things First. But he also understands this early childhood development piece, which is critical.
He lived it. He saw what it did for his family.
Yep, mm-hmm. Yep. So thank you for moving. So we get a few people moving to Yuma from San Diego. Thank you for doing that, by the way.
My pleasure.
What you said, it was a blessing. What drew you to Yuma from San Diego?
It was the Head Start opportunity and knowing that we were going to be making a difference in all of Western Arizona. I'm a San Diego native, so 2 hours and 10 minutes was not that far of a commute, and the commute was actually rather nice compared to the commute from San Diego to South County.
Oh,
I bet.
On the 8 and the 805 and the 5 is just not fun. It's just not fun. You spend your life on the interstate. It's just icky. You talked about Western Arizona, so WACOG's footprint is?
Yuma, La Paz, and Mojave County.
Okay. So you are affecting lives all up and down the river.
Yes. For Yuma, we have centers in San Luis, Foothills, all the way out to Welton.
I did not know that. And so there's physical locations in San Luis?
San Luis, Summerton, Yuma, Foothills, Welton.
Amazing. WACOG.com. Anything else about the Head Start program that people need to know before we leave this morning?
Everybody knows somebody who needs Head Start, and we're trying to reach those families who need it most. And all they have to do, you can apply online. If you go to the website, the WACOG website, you can apply online, upload your documents, someone will call and schedule an interview with you and get you in the program.
And it doesn't hurt to apply.
No, of course not.
Just apply again, because again, it's not permanent. This is a temporary stopgap, if you will. It's a leg up to kind of get you through some issues, mm-hmm. but also you're taking care of young people. Again, the vision screening you talked about, the hearing screening you talked about, those things are critical that they may or may not be able to afford. I had the luxury of seeing the dentist and the optometrist every single summer, but most kids don't have that luxury. So yes. Head Start, great stuff.
We're here to make a difference, and we're looking for families who want to make a difference for their families.
And again, as it relates to business, this will help people get back to work, because that's really what we're all focused about. There's openings out there that need to be filled. And again, give you a call. And that phone number, I want to make sure I can read my writing with the phone number, 782-1886, 782-1886, or go to WACOG.com. Deb, time went by really, really fast. Again, Head Start's doing great things. Thank you for doing it.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. You've been listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 AM KBLU. Have a great Wednesday. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBOU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.